Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a hopefully audio corrected edition. I was gonna say audibly soothing edition, but this isn't gonna be soothing.
I was gonna say audible, but then that's a whole separate it's a whole service. I believe
it has nothing to do with the game we're gonna be talking about on this podcast. Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass to your friends and which games to simply drive on by. Do you drive in this game? No. Clearly I'm failing today at this. I am Corey. I am joined by the man who now sounds decent. Basher.
I mean, I always sounded gorgeous. It's just a matter of this recording's difficult, people. See, it's not as easy as they make it look on TV.
We always say this, but we have now come to the conclusion that we are morons. Well, okay, are they the morons or are we the morons?
It's like the old idiom, like arguing with a fool. I think we're both the fool at this point.
Right. Like why we expected certain things. It's still insane. The moral of the story is Microsoft sucks. And that's what we're going to be talking about, their service today.
This is why we're not getting sponsored by Bill Gates.
Exactly, because we think Skype is terrible. So I said the word. I said the S word. Back for Blood. Let's talk about the details of this game. But did you know that if you wanted to email us and talk about Back for Blood, or maybe you have a hate for Skype and other software from Microsoft, you can shoot us a voicemail or text message, 574-651-9256. We do have a voicemail and an email to read, but unfortunately we're strapped for time today, so it'll be on the next episode. But appreciate everyone that calls in and shoots us an email. gpopfans@gmail.com. Again, 574-651-9256. Back 4 Blood. This is created by Turtle Rock Studios, known for Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, as well as Evolve. But do we talk about Evolve?
They keep getting better and better over there.
Yeah, totally. Regularly priced at $59.99, this is a first-person shooter. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PC, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5. Total crossplay among every platform, one of the few ones. Cloud saves, your progress does transfer from console to console, it looks like. DLC, there is microtransactions, but I believe it's going to be all cosmetic at this point. So, Back 4 Blood. Let's talk about it.
This is one I was hyped for. I was looking forward to this one. I was a big Left 4 Dead guy. I mean, as most people were. I mean, it's Left 4 Dead. How do you not love it? It's the most simplistic, bang, bang, shoot 'em up, enjoyable fun you can get. And I thought maybe they learned some lessons from Evolved and gave me some more of that good old shoot him head, shoot him in the head, shoot him dead gameplay, and it's a bit of a misstep, I think.
I don't know if I was excited for this one. I definitely like Left 4 Dead is a game that I remember very fondly. Like you said, like Left 4 Dead was a perfect product of its time. It hit at the right time. And there was nothing really like it, and it was fun to play. Anyone could pick up and play, and they could sort of figure it out. So the fact that that Valve never made a third one, and Turtle Rock was kind of out doing their own thing with Evolve. I actually really liked Evolve, but I totally understand the problems with that game. I have a copy of that game on disc that is now completely worthless, so that happened. I was very optimistic about this one, and I still am in a lot of ways, but I think that the final product is a bit messy, but also I don't want to say misstep because it's not the right word. It's a bit messy, and it's almost too much of a product that is influenced by modern mechanics and modern influences of the market.
I think I agree with that. I think they learned quite a few lessons over the years. I think they learned some of the wrong ones as well. I mean, compared to Left 4 Dead, this game has a much more robust campaign.
In some ways,
I think in a lot of ways, only in the sense that. Mainly in the sense, rather, that you gotta, like, take some time to beat it. Like, it's just not like you sit down and you play through a campaign of Left 4 Dead 2. This is like, all right, meet back up next week and maybe we can get through this act and then maybe we can get through this act or...
But I think that it's got a treadmill the way that Left 4 Dead did not. Left 4 Dead is almost like it's almost like a party game. Like... It's built to pick up and play. Left 4 Dead is, or Back 4 Blood is, it's not. And I think that's kind of I don't know if it's a criticism, and I don't know if that's the right word that I want to use, criticism, but it's my biggest issue with the game is that, and maybe this is my own fault, but to me, I was sort of felt like this was being advertised as the return of Left 4 Dead. And it is in a lot of ways, but it's really not, though, either. It is not a real sequel to Left 4 Dead 3. It's a new take on those games. And I still can't quite...
I don't know how fair that is. I think they advertised this game. I believe...
It is called Back 4 Blood.
This game, they put this game out there, the whole point of it was, we're back with more Left 4 Dead. Like, I think that was the selling point. For most people and for them.
I want to agree, but I am so sort of disconnected from a lot of, like, I stay connected to the news, but I don't watch a lot of trailers and stuff anymore. The most exposure I got to this game was when the E3s and stuff. But no, I mean, it's called Back 4 Blood. I mean, you know, so yes, I agree with you. And that I personally think that's what they were going for, but I think the end result is not that it is not a Left 4 Dead sequel in a majority of the ways, other than the fact that it's got zombies, it's four players, and that's it.
Yeah, basically, that's basically it. I was really hoping for...
It's got the Ridden, not zombies, the Ridden.
Oh, yes, that's right, the Ridden and the special Ridden and the mutated Ridden. It lacks a lot of the simplistic charm of the previous games. And I'm going to keep comparing it to those previous games because that's what they wanted you to do. That's the laurels they were resting on when they were making this game, when they were selling this game. At no point did anyone come out and say, do not expect Left 4 Dead. This is way different. Like, no, it's, you know, it's for Left 4 Dead and... We're giving you more Left 4 Dead. Like, it's called Back 4 Blood for a reason. So, in that, they thought a longer, more involved campaign would kind of flesh out the repetitive nature of Left 4 Dead. But to me, the repetitive nature was the charm. I mean, it didn't ask much from me. It did not demand much from me. Whereas Back 4 Blood... It is almost imperative that I come back to it often, and then not only that, invest the time into, and we'll get into this, building decks. Because you don't just shoot the special infected, the special ridden. You don't just kill them. You need your perks, if you will. You get those perks from decks of cards. And those decks of cards come from supply routes. And you get the currency for your cards from the supply, for the supply routes from the progression in the campaign. So you have to so the carrot on the end of the stick is, here, play the campaign to get more cards, to get to build a better deck to play the campaign.
Yeah, and it my biggest thing is that the difficulty in this game, there are difficulty settings, but it is 100% sort of reliant on you playing the game. You know, it's almost like an RPG or like an action RPG in many ways, because it's, you know, like, I, as someone who has played way too much Diablo in their life, like, you can't play Diablo and start on Nightmare, you know? Like, you have to go through Normal because you've got to get the loot, you've got to get the equipment, you've got to get the build. Like, this game has builds in it. There are cards that you get along the way, and since they're random, they're not totally randomized, actually. You can sort of pick your adventure, but you basically end up getting a lot of, you know, the same cards as the next person. But the point of me saying that is that, you know, it's, you can make a build in this game. It is not a level playing field by any means, and you really, I'm sure you can, but those harder difficulties, you cannot get through it unless you've got good cards. And that is just something that I can't decide if I'm upset with it, or if, again, because this was being advertised as a Left 4 Dead, you know, sequel, and Left 4 Dead's charm was that, like you said, it was the simplicity. It's just like, you just pick up and go. Like, everyone's got the same stuff. There's no special, you know, this or that. Everyone just goes, and you shoot zombies, you get to the end, and you hope that you make it. And if you do, great. And then you know what you do? You do it again on a different campaign. But this game really wants to put you on a treadmill, like you said, carry the end of the stick. And that's what I said at the beginning. I said there's some influences by the modern sort of trends that I think sort of are not a detriment to this game. It's just not what I wanted from it, in that, you know, everything's got to be a kill streak, or everything's got to be, you know, the Call of Duty system, which I think is a great system, but I just think here it just doesn't make a lot of sense. That's not fair. Does it make sense?
No, I agree. I don't think it makes sense. Part of it not making sense is down to just even the UI and how you interact with things. So there are several different options at, So you don't start in a lobby, you start in a hub world. And not in a hub world, a hub area. And you can speak to different people to access certain options like skins for your guns, your supply routes, your building your decks, or starting campaigns or whatever. But you can also do that by pressing the back button or pressing the select button or pressing it. And that creates for its own set of kind of confusion, because it's like, so why do I have a hub world at all?
Yeah, that whole hub world is very messy. Very, very messy.
It's very confusing. And it's so, like, what part of the confusion on top of that is when you're, I hope I explain this correctly, because when you're starting a campaign, you only have two continues. If you run out of continues, you have to start back at a previous point in that campaign.
Thing is that the campaign's broken into so many different sections. There's like different acts, but some of the acts are like one mission long, two missions long, some of them are like four, so it's kind of strange in that the progression is sort of tied to it's just weird. Like it's not portrayed very well, and it's not cut the way you think it would be. Or I shouldn't say cut. It's not built the way you think it would be.
It's built in a way that just makes everything, like just literally just everything, is much more difficult. Where you're just better off ignoring the hub world altogether and just pressing the menu button to get to anywhere you need. So.
Well, and I don't want to cut you off, but what I want to say is like, there's also a baffling decision of you get zero progress if you play this alone. That's a thing.
What does that mean?
So you don't get cards. You don't get any progression in terms of what's the word I'm saying? Let me find the picture. Hang on. So use the solo mode decks created in Fort Hope deck menu. Menu objectives will be adjusted. Earning supply points is disabled and stat tracking is disabled. Earning progress towards accomplishments is disabled. Matchmaking and player invites are disabled. So supply points and stat tracking are the big two. You do not earn those at all if you play solo. And the reason I bring that up is simply because, you know, you're talking about this hub world and all these things, and this hub world is built around these supply points and sort of guiding you to always progressing, or, you know, giving you that that carrot on the stick mentality. But if you play this game alone, you don't get any of that stuff, which I don't understand. Like, this is definitely, you should not be playing this game alone. Like, I'm not saying that, like, people that play MMOs alone and stuff, it's like, you can do it, but you're kind of missing the point. I think that's the case with Back 4 Blood. But at the same time, when I'm new to a game, sometimes I do want to hop in solo, and the fact that I can't even do that and progress is kind of absurd to me. And that just ties into that hub world thing again. To me, it's just super messy and doesn't make a lot of sense.
My conspiracy theory is, by playing alone, you have AI that doesn't miss.
But they're also really stupid. Like, I cannot tell you how many times they just run headfirst into things. And like, when I'm down, or like I fall off a cliff, or for whatever reason, falling was my issue in this game. They just kind of run over to me and stare at me like, oh, that sucks. You should get up, bro.
I mean, so I guess that brings us to the other part of this game. The other great part of Left 4 Dead series was the multiplayer, like player of the PvP.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Again, in Left 4 Dead, the PvP was simply the campaign mode, but then you have people playing as Special Infected. You know, so it's like, it's very simple. It's like, you're playing the same game, but just with that added X factor, and it's made for infinite replayability. And this, to your point, they added this weird modern day game mechanic of like the fog of death that you see in battle royales.
Right.
So you're not progressing through a level. You're just playing one single area as this fog closes in from all sides of you. And it completely takes away from the idea of that sense of panic, that sense of worry, that sense of we need to, the sense of having a goal besides shooting the things. Like, there used to be a goal. Like, we need to make it to a safe room before the smoker teams up with the hunter and they get us. It's like, now it's just, do you want to find a corner to sit in? Like, yeah, let's do that.
Right. And just, yeah, the multiplayer for me is a complete swing and a miss. It feels like something that they had some ideas on, but they just didn't have time to fully flesh it out. And that's not, like, the multiplayer in Left 4 Dead was never it was never the focal point, in my opinion. Like, not to take anything away from it, it was not the reason that a majority of people played Left 4 Dead. I actually know, like, a group of 10 people during Left 4 Dead 2 days that they played Left 4 Dead every week versus for like 2 years. Like, that's what they did on Monday nights. And that's awesome that they could do that and that the depth was there. But I think that is the exception. I don't think that happened very often. But this multiplayer is such a swing and a miss to me. It's like, it shouldn't have been in there at all. And it would be a better game if that just didn't exist.
Completely agree. It takes away from the overall project. It's so
bad.
Not well thought out. It is right. Really, like, it's so bad I played it once and never again. Like, yeah. It's just like, I'm right back to campaign. Like, I'm a bust my butt and get through campaign. Which, by the way, finally did that. Completed all the acts. The last act is just one long level. This was like, so just one major boss. And when you do it, you just get I don't know what I was expecting or hoping for, but after everything else was just a swing and a miss, I guess I was hoping for something more than the same thing I always get from completing an act. I got a cutscene, some supply points, and that's it. And that to me was the game in a nutshell. Like, oh, you just do it all over again, and it's, and you get nothing for it, and it wasn't that fun in the first place. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm that. And I feel like, you know, we've just been saying negative things. Once I adjusted my mindset for the game, and I sort of just accepted that, like, I can't pick a campaign. This isn't really about just grabbing a weapon and going. Like, I do have to make decisions here. And once I started playing it like that, and I started building, you know, a deck and all that, like, I see the appeal. I understand why people are playing it and enjoying it, you know, whereas there's certain games that I just don't get, like this one I get, kind of thing. But I question it's almost like a Call of Duty Lite mod, it feels like, in its controls, in the way the weapons sound, in the way that things move. And my biggest thing is the infected or the ridden. Like, the special ridden are not, they're not great. Like, it feels like they're just kind of elite enemies, but they're not special enemies. Like, they're clearly more difficult and they look different, but I was never scared of them. Like, the way, like, a hunter or a disc jockey or a smoker or a tank, like, when those things showed up in Left 4 Dead, it was just like, oh, crap. Like, you have to really focus your attention, and you have to, you know, there was audio cues and there was witches, and it's just like, everyone knows what the witch is because, you know, there's a very distinct audio cue. And even though you know exactly what it is, someone always accidentally triggers a witch.
They do have the witch in this. What do you mean?
Do they?
Yeah, there's a witch in here. I think it's called the ghoul or something. Like,
I never saw one.
It's the thing that eats you.
Oh, that's supposed to be the witch?
That's the witch. You alert it. It comes and eats you. And then that's kind of the game. That's the year you're out.
Oh, well.
Right. That okay. That response is me the entire Back 4 Blood game. Just like, oh, well, yeah. All right.
Interesting. I didn't make that connection because it's such a, it may be the same thing in idea and principle, but it is not executed the same way. I don't know what I was saying. I guess my point is that, like, once I adjusted my mentality, I still think that the game is not great. Like, I think there's a good game here, but it's not done yet. Like, it's not play tested enough.
I think there are plenty of, so when we say Left 4 Dead was a game of its time, it's also a game of its, that's also at the same time timeless. You can jump into that game and have amazing fun with it right now.
We did it.
We absolutely did it.
It took a little while because, for whatever reason, you were trying to cheat, I guess.
Was I trying to cheat?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Installed,
it wasn't cheating. You had like a skin or something installed, and it was just like,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. Because there's like 1,000 plugins for that game now.
Right.
But the issue being is, for me, is that simplicity has been mixed with all these modern day, let's try to solve problems that aren't really their problems. And it creates a product for me, I think, is worse than the games that are trying to be Left 4 Dead. There's so many games out there right now that you can play that are just Left 4 Dead in or types of horde modes that do something special, that do something unique. And this, and for Back 4 Blood, it's, let's make Left 4 Dead complicated.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that what I will say also on that is that I totally agree, but I think it's a game that does get better with time simply because you have more options of the decks. Like, to me, it feels like they put too much emphasis on the character building instead of the fun factor. And when I said earlier that you can create builds in this game, like, I'm not kidding. Like, you can create melee builds and you can create AR builds. Like, it's not just like, oh, I do more damage now that I now that when I use a knife. Like, no, like, you are straight up a melee class build. If you are not playing melee, you are doing it wrong if you build a class this way. And there's a layer of depth there that I think is pretty cool. And I think there's a lot of fun to be had there, but you really have to sort of play it on easy mode when it's not very challenging. It's more unfair than challenging. And so you have to sort of suffer through until you get to the good stuff, which is a problem. Like, I think you could, if we had a group of four that were consistent and we could all get on at the exact same time and be like, hey, like, every Monday night, we're going to play Back 4 Blood for 5 hours. I think we would have a great time. And as we kept going, we'd hit that wall, but we would feel more in control. We'd have more cards and we'd have a good time. But again, getting to all of that is the problem. And it's hard to recommend or tell someone like, yeah, you should check this out, because I know, like, you have to sort of commit to it before you might get to the good stuff. You know, it's almost like an MMO or something like that. It's just, I would not feel great suggesting it to somebody on those merits.
No, for me, there are too many other shooters like it that do this better, or at least the same level to warrant the kind of hype that Turtle Rock has got for this game, simply because they made the original Left 4 Dead. At the end of the day, it's just complex for complexity's sake. There's nothing, the fun factor is not especially there, and then to get to it requires way too much, for some reason, grinding in a campaign mode.
Weird.
Like, it's not even like you can other modes you can get that kind of supply points from. You have to play the same elongated, tiresome campaign runs,
and again, you can't do it alone.
You can't do it alone. Like, exactly. Yeah. I can't just be like, I'm gonna go get some supply points before my buddy jumps on. Like, no, it's like it's all just backwards logic, and I'm not surprised these are the same people that made Evolve.
I don't. Oops, I bumped my microphone. I agree, and it's. It's just a bummer. Like, and unfortunately, I feel the same way after I did with Evolve. It's just like, there are a lot of good ideas. It's just, it's hard to sell it. You know, it's hard to make people understand. And it's, I think it sort of shines a light on just how difficult it can be to engage the player and teach them how to play. Where, and Left 4 Dead had the ability of, it's just like, you don't really have to. Like, just go. Here's a gun. Go. Like, that's all you have to do in that game. But then this team has shown that, unfortunately, once you have to start asking more of the player when it comes to Evolve and Back 4 Blood, they're not doing it well. Evolve's biggest problem is that teaching you how to play it required a lot of time, and there's no ramp up. Like, it's super difficult to understand all these different, I don't remember what they were called in that game. You know, the different classes, like, I think they're called operators, but it was a lot to do that. And then you had the whole other aspect of the monster was always always human controlled as well. It's just, I feel like there's just so many things that just don't line up for this, but I really can't help but look at Evolve and look at this. And like you said, they almost suffer from the exact same problem, and in a weird roundabout way, which is just super, it's a bummer. It's a huge bummer. I hope this game can get there. I think this game will have more legs than Evolve did, but will people care, kind of thing? You know, we're in the era where a game can totally redeem itself, but that doesn't mean that the player base will come with it.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a base here that they can build from. This is not one they can't bounce back from. They can build off this base. However, to that point, like, I think right now you can find something, you can find things that are better and more polished and have more content in them as well. So it's like, this was definitely half baked.
Right. Yeah. It really doesn't feel done, which is super strange. Like, it's just, I don't know. It is what it is, but maybe if a Black for Blood 2.0 comes out, you know, something like that. Again, like you said, and I think we both said, it's just there's a good foundation here, but I don't know. I just don't. It just seems like this team can't figure it out. Which is, I'm not, you know, who am I? I'm a guy, you know, podcasting about it. So who am I to say that? But I see similarities between Evolve and this game, and it's just like, I don't know, man. We'll see. So
I don't want to keep beating it up. I'll just leave it at this. I think they keep asking the wrong questions. You know, There was less. It was Left 4 Dead concept wise. Is much, much less than Back 4 Blood, but it's much, much more fun.
Right.
I think if they can just stick to that idea, I think they'd be better in the best position going forward.
I agree. I think fun factor needs to be put first, and I think that's the thing missing from this one. So there you go. Back 4 Blood, we unfortunately have to pass on it. I don't think we need to take a vote. It's a bummer. Like, I want to like this game more, and I think the biggest thing is like, I can't even just be like, yeah, like you check it out. Like, cause there's some fun things. It's just like, man, I bounced off it hard and I had to force myself to play it. And again, my biggest thing is I couldn't even solo it. Like, I had to play with randoms, which, you know, unfortunately in this day and age, isn't the best thing to do. Playing with randoms can be a train wreck. So it's a bummer, but it is what it is. So, but that's going to do it for this episode. Let us know what you think about Back 4 Blood, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can also shoot us a voicemail as soon as I decide to pull up the right page, 574-651-9256. When it comes to the future of this show, we're going to be doing some, we did our first movie pass or pass, so that's out there already. We're going to be doing our Halo 4 campaign episode, our Halo 5 campaign episode. Obviously, we'll be doing an episode on Halo Infinite when that comes out on the 8th of December. We do have Forza Horizon 5 coming out next week. Super excited about that, which means Basher finally has to play a Forza game, and he can't say no, because we were going to do an episode on Forza Horizon 4, but we just never got around to it. But now you have to. I'm making you. I'm pulling the, I'm the editor card. And
I played the first one, so it's the same thing. I got it. I know it's going to happen.
I don't think.
Press R and it goes vroom.
You played the racing game. The first Forza Horizon, really?
No, the first Forza.
Oh. Legitimately didn't expect that answer. Interesting. Which, what's funny is, like, that game is, it's not even really a simulation racer. Like, I think they wanted it to be, but it wasn't. Like, that is one of the biggest jumps in quality is from that first to second Forza Motorsport. So, and so we got a lot coming out. I mean, that's a month right there. And so we also are going to do our Game Pass Game of the Year episode. So our year is pretty much filled out. You know, there might be an episode here or there, but you're going to be getting a lot of Halo and some Forza, and we're going to be doing some bonus episodes too. So, and then I thought there was something, didn't they? Because they announced that list today, wasn't there? Oh, Age of Empires 4 came out. That's a tough one to talk about simply because it requires a lot of time. And we also, I guess this is the time to announce, and I think Basher knows this, I think I told him, but we are going to be doing a sponsored episode from Activision. And this will be a bonus episode on the Call of Duty Vanguard. So that'll be a bonus episode. Like I said, it won't be part of the regular. And that is not coming to Game Pass, but we sold out. So did I tell you that?
You did not tell me that.
Oh, I thought I did.
I'm glad you said it was sponsored. That said, I'm really looking forward to Call of Duty this year. I'm a big Call of Duty fan. I get them every year. They just get better and better.
There you go. So, that'll be a sponsored episode. They provided a code, so we will be playing that. But I actually, legitimately, we are Call of Duty fans. So, you know, say what you want about us, I guess. But we are Call of Duty fans, so.
I really don't dislike the series.
No, me either.
I'm not supposed to.
I look forward to Call of Duty. Yeah, I look forward to Call of Duty every year. The last time I was not looking forward to a Call of Duty was World War II. And even though this is Vanguard and it is older, but, like, I am excited from a tech perspective. So there you go. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. Tune in next time. We're going to be talking about the Halo 4 campaign. We're also going to be doing a bonus episode. Not quite sure on the topic yet. But so we will see you next time with Halo 4 campaign.
Good day, sirs.